On the line now, I have Aideen Troy from the Junior Entrepreneur Programme. Good morning, Aideen.
Good morning, John. How
thanks
are you?
Thanks very much for taking the call. I'm also joined in studio by Fiona Nolan from the Northside Enterprise Centre.
Hi, Aideen. How are you?
How are you doing, Fiona? How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, Aideen, will you just explain to the listeners about this Junior Entrepreneur Programme, or JEP, as it's known?
It's, I suppose, yeah, to start with, it's a 10 to 16 week, depending on how the school wants to run it, entrepreneurial education program for primary school students. And I suppose the main reason behind it was to introduce the concept of business to children who were in primary school and who hadn't maybe had the life take any of their wishes and dreams and hopes and their high-flying ideas out of them. They're not caught up in the points race or any of the secondary school aspects that may affect them. And it was to introduce business, but also to actually tie it in with the curriculum. And it's a program that was founded in County Kerry in 2010 by Gerry Keneally of tweak.com. And he did so in conjunction with the Institute of Technology in Tralee and the Mary Eye College in Limerick, and also with Shannon Development. And they began it, they started it in Kerry and Limerick in 2011, and then nationwide after that. And we became involved 2 years ago. So this is our third year involved in it. Michael Dawson, One For All, is behind the promotion of it in the Dublin North County area.
And how do schools get involved in this? How do you go about getting involved? Go ahead.
Two ways. If they've heard about it or they're interested in it, they can go to the website, the www.juniorentrepreneur.ie, and there's a contact us tab on the website, and they can put their details in there to ask us to contact them and send them out the information with regard to the program. Or they can also, what we do, and all of the project managers who are supporting the sponsors throughout the country, we will send out packs of the information to schools, and we will actually follow up with phone calls to each of the schools to talk with the principal to see if there's interest on the school's behalf. So it's a combination of both, John. We get calls and we get emails from schools, but we also contact and follow up with schools, and we will also visit as well if the schools are a little bit unsure of what's involved.
Now, this is for primary schools, so at what age would you be taking the children on?
Fifth class and sixth class. So we'd be looking at 10, 11, 12-year-olds, because we think they're at a point where they would be able to grasp some of the concepts, and they would also be at a point where some of the aspects, let's say, whether it be maths, pie charts, sometimes surveys, percentages, things like that, they would actually be able to understand them and put them into practice in real-life situations when they actually start a business.
There was a teacher survey done, and things like improved communication skills were spoken about. And
John. There were many of the aspects that we had hoped would have been the positive outcomes from completing the Junior Entrepreneur Programme. They were actually backed up by the survey. Teachers would have felt that the main area where the participation in the Junior Entrepreneur would have benefited the children was from the maths and science side of things. And then they would also have felt that would have been closely followed by English and literacy skills. And there would also have been, as you say, the development of confidence, and, you know, the children will stand up in front of the class and they will, you know, they'll break into groups and they will put forward the business idea they have, whether it be a service or a company that they've come up with to produce a product. And they will stand in front of their class and what we would call a meeting the dragons situation. And they would present to the dragons and their class, and the dragons will then vote or decide on which of the projects or the product or service that they feel would be the best for the class to actually go ahead with. And we've had one situation last year where a child had come to Ireland in September, and with very little English, she was actually one of the girls who was presenting the product that they had decided upon in front of the class, perfectly well able to put her points across and to speak, and that was in the February of the year.
That's fantastic. Fiona is a big fan of this initiative.
I am, yeah. I think anything that helps to stimulate the kids' interest in entrepreneurship and in an education environment that they can actually see what they're learning and the practical application of what they're learning within within a structure like the Junior Entrepreneur Programme is fantastic. And I think it also opens up the opportunity that entrepreneurship can give young kids, that they can start thinking about, I actually want to become self-employed at the end, when I finish school, I want to go on and do entrepreneurship in college or do business studies or do a BCom, and eventually I want to run my own business. Because I think the education system, Aideen, I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but it teaches kids very well, but it teaches them for employers. And there is, I have a two, one has just finished school and the other is in junior cert now. And while they're doing or did business studies, there was a section on entrepreneurship. But for my liking, because that's my passion, it isn't enough. You know, a lot more needs to be done. So I think programs like this are an excellent way of giving the kids exposure to the opportunities that entrepreneurship can offer them and how what they're learning applies within the real world. So I think it's fantastic.
And what we, as part of the programme as well, Fiona and John, we will have, we will make contacts for them, or the schools themselves can contact local business people, and they will ask them to come and visit and talk with the children. So they would actually come and tell the children their story of how they started. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful opportunity for the children to meet somebody who was the same as them, and who maybe, you know, we've had entrepreneurs and speaking from meetings about the Junior Entrepreneur Programme when we were actually all getting together with the project managers and the entrepreneurs that were going to support it in their local area. The stories that they tell to us, never mind then when they call to the school and talk with the children, it is very inspirational, because, you know, we'll have an entrepreneur who will say, I was told at school I was dyslexic and I was nothing. Mm-hmm. And now he's a very successful businessman in Ireland. We also have entrepreneurs calling to the school and talking with the pupils and saying, you know, I wanted to be a soccer player when I grew up, and then now I'm suddenly the head of whatever the type of business it is. And again, the children can go, okay, well, so I'm not really that. You know, it's I don't have to be great at maths. I don't have to be great at English. I can actually do this. And you know what? I wouldn't mind being my own boss.
Exactly. And I think, you know, and I'd like to think that if it's been run in the area that our centre, Aideen, is based in Coolock, that, you know, I've got entrepreneurs who would willingly go and speak to these kids. And these are micro entrepreneurs. You know, these are people who are employing themselves, maybe one or two other people. So at the very raw level, and at a very realistic level.
Yeah, and they're perfect opportunities for them to meet the children and for the children to see that, you know, you can be a hairdresser. You're still an entrepreneur. You can be a local butcher.
Absolutely.
These are opportunities. You don't have to have 500, 600, 700 employees under your steering abilities. You actually could be employing two people from the local area. Mm. You're still in business, and you're still actually looking for opportunities to set up maybe another business, or maybe to take on more employees. So, and you're still your own boss.
But
these are the opportunities.
Yeah, and it's also to my daughter's just gone through the points race, which was very distressing for her and for anybody else that had to live with her, you know, because so much is focused on getting your points, getting into college, doing your course. And like she said to me, Mum, I don't know what I want to do. You know, I still haven't quite made up my mind. And my instinct is, because her father's an entrepreneur as well, that she will go into entrepreneurship. She will look for business opportunities. And she didn't have the opportunity to do what you're talking about, you know, in the schools, which I think is fantastic. Because it might just sow that seed, you know, for that child that, you know, it is there for me. Okay, I might not get a great leaving cert, but I have the will within me and the ability within me to be able to run a business, because I did it when I was 10 or 11 and I did it very well, you know. And they might have an idea that they want to develop from there. That, you know, kids learn in different ways. Some are bookworms, some need more practical demonstration of how. Yeah.
And I think because the programme is, you know, there will be a little bit of a fun element in it as well. It's a business, but, you know, you're learning how to develop groups, you're learning how to deal with groups, you're also learning how to overcome disagreements, yeah. You know, and we've obviously, from being in close contact with the schools, I know that they go through this, and this is again a life skill. And it's the curriculum, but it's also incorporating the ability to live in the future.
Yeah.
You're not always going to agree with the person next to
exactly.
you. You're not always going to agree on which aspect of marketing you want to pursue, or which what's the cost we should charge for this. But these, again, are life skills that we're teaching through the Junior Entrepreneur Programme, because it actually shows, okay, well, we're all working towards the same goal here. So we have to figure out how we're going to get past this obstacle that we've come up against, and continue on, because we want to stay in business and we want to produce these, whatever it is, the smoothies or whatever, by the end of the week.
But what's also very interesting about that, Aideen, is that, you know, I've noticed that a lot of children don't actually face conflict because they have what they call phones now. So if they're having a row with somebody or don't want to see somebody anymore, they just text them. So, how, and I keep saying to my two, you know, but when you're actually working with somebody, you can't just text them and say, I disagree with what you're saying, you know. So when you're at a meeting, you have to be able to deal with conflict, negotiate, communicate face to face with people. So that program, your program, has given the kids, as you said there, the opportunity to put all that technology to one side and go back to pen and paper and sit around a table and say, right, how are we going to resolve this? Which is something up to that point that they've never done. Because so much of their communication is done via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and text. When you actually think about what you're offering these children, it's fantastic.
Aideen, you mentioned earlier this is your third year, and it's primary schools we're talking about. So would it be too early to have any feedback about these children? How are they going on into business, or?
Well, we've had a couple of them who have indicated that that's sort of what they wanted to do in the future. And now, it wasn't in one of our schools, but in one of the schools in the Dublin city area, because we would have, from our own perspective here in One for All, we would have a strong ties with the other sponsors in the Dublin area, because Dublin is so big, it's actually been split into three territories, so it's been Dublin North County, Dublin City and Dublin South. And I would have close contact with, and the Michael Dawson One for All would have close contact with, the county sponsors of the other areas. And that's John Toohey of Nightline Parcel Motel, with Karen Hargan, who's the project manager for that. That's the Dublin City area. And with Joe Hogan of OpenNet in South Dublin. And the project manager there is Fiona Malone. And so we would have, a strong relationship going between all of us. We would discuss many things. And one of the schools in North Dublin, one of the students came up with an idea. Now, at that year, it wasn't possible to do it because the timeline was too long. They were sourcing materials from overseas, etc. But I think that child, I'm pretty certain, and they're pretty certain, that she's going to continue on with this idea to actually bring it to fruition.
That's great, as I said. It's a great initiative.
You're still talking about an 11 or 12-year-old, but who have these ideas, and now they might have the skills and the support to actually make them happen.
Now, the press release I got is calling on all North County Dublin primary schools and parents. What part do the parents play in this programme?
Well, I think it's, even as Fiona is saying with regard to her own children, the parents, I think, want to see that their children get the best possible educational opportunity. And it's not necessarily curriculum only, and it's not academic only. They want to actually see that their child will be rounded individual by the time they leave primary school to enter secondary school. And the parent support is extremely important, because sometimes the child is going to go home in the evening and start talking about it and saying, you know, what we've been doing in school, and to actually see and feel that their parent or guardian is the one that's going to support them and be as interested in what they're doing in school, even though it's actually a project rather than just their schoolwork, is a very important support for the child to actually feel like, well, this is actually as wonderful and as exciting as it is, because look, mum or dad or auntie Mary are very excited by this as well. So And it's a community. We would like to think that the junior entrepreneur, it isn't just school-bound, that it actually is bringing in the local community. You might have businesses who will provide sponsorship in the area. We've had, let's say, the local shop, maybe the local spar, who's given 100 euro as seed money to the class when they actually told them what they were going to do as part of the junior entrepreneur program. We've also seen local businesses maybe give printing free of charge if there was a book being published of some sort as part of the product that the school was that the class was developing. We've also seen that the parents will actually give some of their time to let the children maybe practice their presentation skills on them when they're actually presenting to the Dragon panel the following day or something like that. So everybody's involved. It's not just the children and it's not just the teachers. And actually a special mention of the teachers and the principals. Without their interest in participating in Junior Entrepreneur, then it wouldn't actually be possible for the children to participate. So it is important for us to keep in contact with the schools and to keep in contact with the principals and the teachers. And everybody who has been involved so far has been wonderful to deal with.
It's a huge undertaking. I imagine it takes an awful lot of organisation.
It does indeed, John. It does indeed. But I have to be honest, when you go to the schools and when you call into the classes and you have the instant reaction and the instant feedback from the children, and you see how, and you talk with the teachers and they tell you what's happened, and it might be, you know, some child isn't the best maybe at addition and subtraction, but when they were asked to figure out how would they arrive at the cost for a particular product, they were actually able to break it down. And because it was a real life situation and they could actually figure out, because it was to do with this product and it was a real situation for them, they actually, it didn't even happen to be am I good at or bad at maths and or not, it was just they did it. So it's feedback like that where, you know, children who maybe aren't the best when they're talking in public or even in a small group, and yet they're the one up in front of the class presenting their product for everybody to look at and actually able to speak through it, not seeming in the least bit uneasy or ill at ease or nervous. For the teachers to tell us that that's actually what's happening with the children, and for, as I say, to see the instant reaction and the instant feedback from the children, it's worth its weight in gold. I can't describe the feeling to you. Even the entrepreneurs themselves, they love calling to the schools and they love calling to meet the children, because it's just, they leave on a high. They leave, it's a real buzz to see the enthusiasm and the energy and the infectious energy that the children have when they're involved in a project like this.
That sounds like everyone's a winner in this initiative.
Oh, I just wish it was in our time. It would have been brilliant.
Okay, and do you want to give out the details again of how people can get involved in this and where the contact details?
Absolutely. If you, most people have access to the web now, so if you log on to www.juniorentrepreneur.ie, and there's a tab on the right-hand side of the screen that says Contact Us. And if the teacher will go on and put in, or the principal, go in and put in their name, their email address and their address and say that obviously they want to participate in the Junior Entrepreneur Program this year, then we will actually filter that out to each of the project managers in that relevant area. And in this situation, it's Dublin North County, and I'll follow up with them with the pack and the information and a call, and I can call out to the school as well.
That's great, and I imagine you're very, very busy, so thank you very much for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add, or Fiona, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I'm just delighted that there'll be a continuous stream of entrepreneurs coming through to fill my centre, Aideen.
Absolutely.
Future tenants, yeah.
Someday we might actually be looking for jobs from them. So, you know,
exactly.
The opportunities. The children are our future.
They are.
This is where we have to set them up with the skills mm-hmm. that they can actually continue into the future fully rounded and with the ability, if they want to be an entrepreneur, to actually be able to do it.
Fantastic.
It sows the seed.
Definitely.
Right, Aideen. Well, listen, thanks very much for taking the call, and also thanks very much for what you're doing for our children and our grandchildren. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It's actually a huge pleasure, believe me. There's hard work involved, but there's a huge payout, so it's really worth it.
Thank you, Aideen. And we'll talk again,
thanks,
I'm sure.
Thanks for that, John. And good to talk to you and to Fiona.
You too, okay. Aideen. Bye now.
Thank you.